joins now for a look on the world of electronic music, Button Pushers. 91.5 FM, WMFO, Tufts, Freeform Radio. Hi, I'm one of the hosts of this show, Harrison. Because of COVID, we're not in the studio this week as per regulations. So we're doing this show remotely. Diego sent in a mix this week, which we'll play shortly. But I was like, nah, I don't feel like doing it. So I just decided not to, and I'm just going to talk about some music that I found interesting. So I hope you enjoy. Peace!
My name's Diego, and I'm not in the studio today, and unfortunately, neither is Harrison. Cases on campus have gone up a lot, so neither of us are allowed in the studio at this time. What this means for the show is that we're going to be going fully remote, and so after this show, we're probably going to start dividing the shows a little bit more 50-50 rather than this like 25-75 thing that we've been doing, because now both of us are out of the studio, so it's not like one person has priority while they're in the studio. And another thing is that we're going to try and move our show back to Tuesday at 10 p.m. So that we can have songs that have curse words in them, because it's really hard to edit some of the curse words out of EDM songs, because you have to try and like isolate it from the rest of the mix, and EDM really loves to just throw curse words into everything. It's like their motif. It's the way that they generate hype, I suppose. So that's like one or two changes that are kind of happening to the show. Hopefully we'll be able to go back soon, but I don't think it'll happen until the spring semester, so you can probably assume that shows will be hopefully on Tuesday, and split a little bit more 50-50 between Harrison and I until spring. So throughout November, December, January, February, and then we'll see how things are shaken when we get back to campus. But off of that kind of semi-depressing note, I'm going to talk about my mix a little bit before I play it, because I had a lot of fun with this mix, and so I hope that you guys enjoy it. And I want to talk about it just a little bit. So it started with Jackson wanting me to play Shadow Task last time I was in the studio. Jackson's one of my friends on campus, and I like didn't want to. I wanted to play some other songs, so I did that instead. And then now I'm going to play Shadow Task, and that's like what my mix opens up with. Which, fun fact, apparently Shadow Task is recorded, or at least produced, at exactly 146.87 BPM, which was, like, kind of a pain to even set, like, on the DAW. Like, mixing it wasn't too hard, right, because I can just do transitions, but even setting it to that was, like, nuts, so, like, Pilot, why did you do that? Anyway, from there, because Shadow Task is, like, of the genre synthwave, I wanted to do this kind of, like, synthwave-y mix, so it goes from a couple of synthwavey like soundscape style songs where they're really generating like an atmosphere with the music, and then from that I transitioned into more of like a future funk kind of groove, because I just bought my first cassette ever, super hyped about it, 1 in 300 made of Android 52's new album, and I'm like, it's so nice. So of course I have an Android 52 song in here as well. And while we're on the topic, I want to talk about that song just a little bit. The song that I included from the new album is called Lovin' Scratchin', like Lovin' without the G, and then comma, Scratchin' without the G, I believe. And it's a fitting title because most of the groove of the song comes from just like record scratching, which I thought was really impressive, and it also creates like a really fun kind of vibe. So I definitely wanted that one to be the one I included, at least first from the album, but you'll probably hear more later, especially in later shows, because I'm like really loving this new album, not gonna lie. So the mix kind of transitions from like songs that are generating an atmosphere, not to be confused with ambience, because I think Shadow Task is a very like heavy hitting synthwave song, but it definitely generates its own atmosphere, into more of like this groove toward the end, like a funk groove, future funk. Really loving like the stuff that Ellis has been making recently. Not the kid on campus, if you know him, like a music producer. And Glacier is in it, and Android 52 is at the end. So it, just a lot of like future funk vibes. In order, my tracks go from Shadow Task by Pilot into New Dawn by Bad Computer into Skin by Roman Silver, and someone else worked on it with him. Yeah, Beach Season is the vocals in Skin by Roman Silver. And then that transitions into Brand New Phone by Ellis with the vocals done by Pasha. And then Lovin' Scratchin' from Android 52's new album Type R510, which is the one I got the cassette of, and that also came with the digital download, so I can include it in my mix, like super happy about that. And then finally, it ends with Mark Twain by Half an Orange, the Glacier remix, which is just like the definition of future funk. So I hope you guys really enjoy it. I had a lot of fun making it, and was definitely dancing a little bit while I was making it, mostly because I was making it in the last like 20 minutes, so I had to like really, really press this out. But yeah, sorry, Harrison. Thank you so much for including this and like not throwing me out the window. Anyway, here's my mix. It starts off really hard because Shadow Task is just really loud at the beginning. So like, if you have me turned up, maybe turn it down just a little bit because it starts off like really loud, and then adjust your volume from there. And while I'm giving you time to adjust your volume, I just want to say thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to me ramble about my mix, because I'm actually kind of excited about this one. It was really fun to make. I'll shut up now. Let's get to the mix. I hope you guys enjoy it and have a nice night. Thanks for tuning in. Light. We're moving through the night. With destiny in our sights, we've got to fight.
Trying to find that gold, side on the corner feeling brand new dope. Got a brand new phone, side on the corner feeling brand new dope. Trying to find that gold.
Living for diamonds and finding a match. Broken and bummy but still got some cash. Making a dash when I'm running a bass. Can't calm down, don't know how to relax. Belly the bees, ripping the beat. Killer, killer cam, killer, killer OG. Gunning up G's, gunning up G's. Hey, what you want from me?
Friends, got a party at my place. Just bring all your girls, shawty. I can't hardly wait. Yeah, I try. No lie, let's get real. Like right now, yeah, I try. No lie. Side on the corner, feeling brand new dope. Got a brand new phone. Side on the corner, feeling brand new dope. Tryna find that gold. Side on the corner, feeling brand new dope. Got a brand new phone. Side on the corner, feeling brand new dope. Trying to find that gold.
Sipping on a bottle, got the next round. Mommy wanna get it, ain't no test ride.
Test ride.
Feeling like you lifted with the best right here. Yeah, keep killing the shit. Getting cold feet, baby, no more. Slipping on my always ready to fall. Call me when you wanna, baby, blow my phone. Hey, say less if you're ready, let go.
Scratching.
17. I've been looking for a place to make me be complete. I've been looking all alone out there for anything to make me feel alive. Bring me back to life.
What's up? It's Harrison. I'm back. That was a sick mix by Diego. I hope you enjoyed it. Next up, I'm going to play some tunes for y'all. First up, Drulu Panorama. Thank you. was Panorama by Drew Liu. It's the first track off of their A Matter of Perspective album, which is essentially a compilation album taking a lot of their old EPs, reimagining many of their songs, adding a couple new ones. I particularly like this one and the one I'm about to play next, but this one because of how light and heavy it can be together. I mean, emotionally, of course, but then also production-wise, you get some really cool low basses and also some very ambient and nice sounds. That's still very Drew Liu, but it doesn't get lost in just being some generic song by them. It stands out, which I think is good. It diversifies their sound a little bit. Yeah, very strong, very mellow. I think most of the songs I'm gonna play today are gonna be pretty low key. That type of day, you know? Anyways, next is gonna be Treasure Map by Drew Liu off the same album. And I'll give some thoughts about it afterwards as well. Yes, that sounds really beautiful. It's kind of like the Beatles lo-fi hip-hop mixed with their previous song, World of Snakes, if you're familiar with it. It has these kind of distorted drums, and I really like that take on the genre, almost of chill hop, if you will. This isn't quite that, but it's just something very mellow with those drums, kind of similar to that Study Girl beats. I really like the distorted drum. It's a little abrasive at first, but then once you start getting used to it, it's a very interesting choice, and I enjoy it a lot. Also, I just realized you can hear the Ableton stock metronome throughout the entire thing, which is hilarious. Not my Ableton metronome, by the way. It's Drew Luce in the song. Just cool. I know some people do. I know Ramzoi did that in one of his songs, and it's really interesting because it does give it that groove, even when there is no groove. And it's kind of a meme for all the people out there listening very close. So, pretty solid one. Are you feeling meditative right now? I'm feeling a bit somber and chill, which I think is good. It's a nice state to be in, although because today, for me at least, is insane. And recording the show is crazy talk. Or I guess this would be yesterday for when you're hearing it. Anyways, it's nice to mellow out a little bit. Speaking of mellow and this emotion behind all this song, I'm going to play Son Holos, In Case I Never See You Again, featuring Analog Deer. Two really, really, really great composers, and I'm glad they linked together on this project. I mean, all the people I've played so far are on the label Bitbird. Shout out Bitbird. But yeah, they have cool merch. Anyways, In Case I Never See You Again. Dot, dot, dot. Thank you. Gotta end it with the classic Bitbird bird whistle, San Holo's trademark. I mean, that song is long, but it's gorgeous, just the way it builds, the complex structure of some of the chords, and yeah, it's a very touching, heartfelt song. San Holo has been doing a lot of that recently. He's like scrapped the whole We Rise, We Fall era, like father of future bass, but instead he just went to this really, really emotional place that I respect a lot. Next up is Madion, Heavy With Hoping. It's a really beautiful song. I think people often think about his style and think it's very funk and soul inspired, which it is, and they think Porter Robinson is a lot of where the heart and this very tender feeling that was present in Shelter is, but I think Madion equally has it in some of his music, for instance this song. So I hope you enjoy listening to it.
How can I explain? Can you imagine it? Trying my best, trying to find happiness. If I belong, if I had a home anywhere, it's in your heartbeat. Let me be there, heavy with hoping that you know it, that you feel the way I do. Show me you're broken, 'cause I'm frozen, 'cause I'm still in love with you. Shut me with hoping.
mean, man, that song is gorgeous. The ending vocals and the processing when it switches from a high vocal down to the low one is crazy. That pitching, how it's so natural. Very, very beautiful song. It's kind of, I mean, you know, I'm not going to tell you what to feel. You feel what you feel. And I hope with all of these songs, they're songs that make you feel. Because they're definitely songs that make me feel. And they're solid. They're so good. When you're happy, they bring you to a place of awareness, but you still maintain your happiness. And it's weird how that works. And then when you're sad, obviously you listen to sad music because that's what sad people do. But if you're really sad and you think you might be depressed, I think you should go see a therapist because that's good. And we here at Button Pusher support that, like we said in our previous PSA. But speaking of PSAs, oh, guess what? It's time for a PSA. This PSA is my favorite PSA. Because we're remote, we can play it. Ha 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 ha. So without further ado, if you were a summer fan, you would know this. Our favorite PSA.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part. Because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sorry, I had to flex on all of you like that by reciting the ad as it went on, but had to do it for the meme. Ha ha ha. Oh, speaking of memes, do any of you play Genshin Impact? If so, you should DM Rheingold.wav on Instagram. That's RINEGOLD.WAV. Because Diego and I are both obsessed with it, and it's a problem. Seriously, we're addicted. It's not good. I mean, the game is really good, don't get me wrong, but we can't put it down, and it's almost finals week, so that might be a little bit of an issue. Next up, we have the acoustic version of Home by Dobbin featuring Essinger.
You're all that I see when I close my eyes, wondering how you slipped away. Maybe I'm out of touch, or maybe I said too much. A paradise lost in the urban exhaust. Wish you could have stayed. Tell me again, was it fate that stole my soul? When you left with the wind down that cold and lonely road, stripped of our leaves and eaten overthrown. Growing up, Tell me again, was it fate that stole my soul? When you left with the wind down that cold and lonely road, stripped of our leaves and eaten overthrown, caught in a dream where the street lights fade and all I know is home. You're all I've ever known. All I know is home. You're all I've ever known. You're all I've ever known. You're all I've ever known.
I hope you enjoyed that really beautiful song. It means a lot to me, that song, that is. Really all of that EP by Dabin. I like saying Dobbin, I like soft A's, what can I say? That was, yeah, it's really solid work, and it just, it's really touching and moving, listening to the whole thing straight. So a bit of news for Button Pushers is that next week, we're trying to move back to our original slot this term of Tuesday, 10 p.m. Eastern, because that means we can play music that curses. We like music that curses because that means less work for us. So, yeah, trying to do that. So next week, 10, not 8, be there or be square. And now in a totally different vein of music that isn't super contemplative, we have a song that in its own right, I guess, is, but it's much more upbeat. It's called Be Somebody by Dylan Francis with Evie Irie. I don't know how to pronounce her name. Evie Irie, maybe. Anyways, she's a pretty cool vocalist. Hope you enjoy this song.
I was never gonna be the prom queen. Never voted most likely to succeed. Nobody would invite me, so I'ma throw a party for myself. I never liked high school. Everybody's getting high before school, and everybody's fake as fuck, and I'm way too drunk to pretend I'm happy. Me and my friends, we go pull out money, we go get a job top. It's cool. I'm hiding in my bedroom. Yeah. I'm playing this music way too loud. Can't wait till I'm older. When we take the world over, that's me on your poster. Yeah, tell your friends that you know her. Yeah, me and my friends, we gon' pull our money.
Everybody knows you till they don't. Some things you can't see when you stand too close. When you told me you were thinking of leaving town, I guess I always thought I could find you hanging out. And I never really saw it until now. You're as close to me as a cold in the winter, the family feel of a Sunday. I was wasting time in all the wrong places, sifting through a river of faces. I was busy looking at the stars in the sky. You were so nearby. And with every empty, hollow kiss was a feeling of something that I might have missed. And now it's finally coming into view. How there's nothing I can say that you can't see through. And there's nobody that knows me like you do. You're as close to me as a cold in the winter, the family feel of a Sunday dinner, the kind of love we don't even have to try. Wasting time in all the wrong places, sifting through a river of faces. I was busy looking at the stars in the sky. You were so nearby.
Thank you. Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.